you to the top. Give me a break, I'm looking forward. Get behind me, pull out every stop. I want a happy ending, I'm tired of pretending. Won't let them get the best of me.
Whoa, whoa.
Rupert's Cube. You girls are gonna love this. The guy in the store said it's a test of real intelligence.
You're flunking, Daddy.
Maybe you should have shot it open.
Rupert's Cube is a puzzle designed to confound and confuse. It has 6 sides, 6 colors, and 26 subcubes. The solution can take days, weeks, or months. There are 3 billion combinations, but only one answer. Here, I don't want to spoil your fun. You want to get the door, Julie?
Sure, it's probably Nell's day. Oh, hi, Angie. Come on in.
Hi, Joni.
It's Julie.
Oh, I'm glad you changed. It's much prettier than Joni. Is Nell ready?
Not yet, Angie.
You and Nell going on a hot date tonight?
Yeah.
I've never seen Nell so excited. Who is this guy?
That's your father, silly. Right. They have a thing for each other. He plays football with the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, yeah? What's his position?
I'm not sure. He's either a tight end or a wide receiver or a wide receiver with a cute tight end. What's that?
It's a puzzle. The idea is to get each side into one solid color.
Oh, cute. Can I try?
It's pretty complicated, Angie. This is the kind of puzzle that can drive you out of your mind. I guess we don't have to worry about that.
Good evening, everybody.
Hi, Angie.
Hi.
Well, Miss Katie, how do I look, dear?
That's a terrific outfit, Nell.
I know. Just something that took me all of 5 hours to slip into.
Are you ready?
As soon as I stuffed my feet in these shoes. Would you help me, girl?
Oh, sure.
Child, I will never lie about my shoe size again. I don't care how good-looking the salesman is. Wait a minute. It's almost 8:30. Weren't the guys supposed to have been here a half hour ago?
Maybe they're late.
I'm beginning to wonder that maybe we've been stood up.
Oh, Nell, Bill and Frank wouldn't do a thing like that. Bill is too nice of a guy. And my Frank, well, he's only stood me up once, and even then he had a good excuse.
Yeah, what was that?
He was kidnapped by men from Mars.
You bought that?
It's true. He even brought back one of their candy bars. That's them, Nell. Come on, let's go. Ah!
Hey, where are you going?
Dancing.
Good night. Oh, Nell. Do you want me to turn out the porch light?
No, dear. When I go out with a man, I want to see everything.
Hey, Chief, this cube's no good. No matter what I do, all the colors match.
Maybe it's easier when your head is square.
Come on, Nell. You know I'm ticklish.
Move your hand. You go home.
You coming with me?
No. Oh, you ought to stop.
Oh, ooh.
Don't stop.
Thanks, man.
Hi. Who are you?
I'm Bill.
Do we know each other?
Yeah, you might have seen me. I'm number 37.
You mean there are 36 more of you in there?
Well, I want to talk.
I'll be with you in a moment, Chief. Sweetheart. Here, honey, you forgot your good luck charm. Mm. I don't want you to hurt anything. Yes.
Thank you, Nell. Yeah. Am I going to see you later after practice?
I don't know. I think I got something to straighten out here first, you know? Mm,
I can see that.
Yes.
So long, sugar.
Yes, baby. Stop.
I'll catch you later.
Yeah, bye. Hi, Chief. Want an early morning breakfast?
Breakfast? Breakfast?
Shh.
Breakfast?
Okay, breakfast is over. How about lunch?
Are you out of your mind, dragging a man into your bedroom in the middle of the night?
Drag? Chief, I never had to drag anybody anywhere. I was just like a helpless leaf blown away in a storm. Oh, Chief, come on. We didn't plan it. First we were kissing on the couch, and then we were hugging on the couch, and pretty soon we just did not need that couch anymore. Now, I am sorry if you are upset.
Upset? I'm outraged. At the moral insensitivity of some of the people in this house.
Stop. You got somebody in your room, too?
Nell, I'm not going to stand for this. Not where my kids live.
Wait a minute. I love those kids just as much as you do. I wouldn't do anything wrong in front of them.
And you're not going to get the chance.
And what's that supposed to mean?
It means that I'm the law in this house, and if you don't like it, you can always leave.
I quit.
Good.
Goodbye.
That's just like you. You don't even have the courtesy to give me notice.
I'll mail it to you on a brick.
Be sure to separate your wash into whites and colors. Okay. Color. White. 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 Color. White.
Good morning, Daddy. Is my lunch ready?
Lunch?
Well, yeah. Nell always made my lunch for me.
Oh, okay. No problem.
A loaf of bread and peanut butter? What is this?
Sandwiches. It's a kit.
Daddy.
Okay, here. Buy your lunch in the cafeteria today.
You want me to eat in the cafeteria? It is so scuzzy in there. The cook wears a hairnet over her lip.
Go! Out!
I'm going!
Sam.
Oh, you're not going to
going to do another load of laundry, are you?
Right. But this time you don't have to worry. I'm going to get it right.
Okay. I just came to kiss you goodbye.
Bye-bye, sweetheart. Hey, put your sweater on. It's cold outside.
Do I have to?
Samantha, please, do as your father says, huh?
Okay.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. I'll buy you another one tomorrow.
You don't have to do that. Just wash one of yours. Bye.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Excuse me, Mother Hubbard, but the cupboard is bare.
I know. I'm going to try to get to the market on my lunch break. What's that stuff you kids are always asking for?
Food.
Dad, when's Nell coming back?
I told you she's not coming back, and I don't want to discuss it.
But, Dad, we have rights, too, and we want her back.
Please, you don't have to eat the core. You're not that hungry. Look, we don't need Nell. I've got everything under control.
To raise the rent, but I told him this is a rent control building. Then he said he wanted me to give him something under the table, so I gave him a kick.
It's cold in here.
Oh, yeah. He turned off the heat, too.
Oh, that's great. And I forgot my thermal bra. Listen, I'm gonna, fix some tea.
Great. Nell?
Yes?
I'm sorry about you and the chief.
Oh, that's okay, Angie. Look, I'm glad to be out of there. That man's brain is so small, you could suck it through a straw and never touch the side.
I used to have trouble drinking with straws. Then I start taking the paper off them.
Angie, baby, how can such a small head hold so much air?
I sleep with the windows open.
Hey, this thing's not boiling.
Now, a watch pot never boils. Besides, my landlord turned off the gas, too.
Angie, if there is no door, no gas, and I'm freezing to death, why did you invite me over here?
Hey, Nell. That's what friends are for.
Lightly coating the turkey with butter, you can begin stuffing the bird. Okay? Bend over, bird. This is gonna hurt you more than it hurts me.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Oh, wow, Wow, it smells great in here.
I haven't started cooking yet.
Well, that's what I mean. Nothing's burning.
Oh.
After stuffing, next truss the bird by sewing it up with needle and string.
I don't know why women make such a big thing about cooking. I'm coming! Just a minute, I'll be there! All right, all right! Yeah?
You're cleaning, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, sorry to disturb you. I mean, what you do in the privacy of your own home is your own business.
Forget the cracks. What do I owe you?
$14.98.
Put it on my tab.
Wait, how about something extra for me?
I'll save you the giblets.
Dad, what's going on?
Nothing. I always stand around with my hand up a turkey. Look where I stand.
How you eat a turkey sandwich.
Now listen, I'm tired of smart cracks. Now you all go up there and...
What's that turkey to go?
I am somebody. I am somebody. I am somebody. Today is the first day of the rest of the day. Out with the bad thoughts, in with the good thoughts. Oops, I just swallowed a bad thought.
Angie, what are you doing?
I'm trying to get my head into a better space.
Have you tried Earth?
Listen, I'm tired. I'm going to get some sleep.
Me too.
Angie.
What?
Let me listen to that. Just like I thought. There's no music in here.
I know that. I was just keeping my ears warm.
Well, what was all this?
It keeps the flies away.
Maybe I'm dreaming. This is not happening. Night.
Now?
Yeah.
Want a pillow fight?
Angie. Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, Neil.
Angie, dear, what's that?
Silly, that's Ralph, my teddy bear. If you squeeze him, he talks.
Hello, I'm Mr. Bear. And if you don't go to sleep, I'll eat you.
Angie, give me your bear.
Give me a big deal.
Did you cut the light out?
Just a minute.
Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
Excuse me, please.
Good morning.
Can I see some of the paper?
Yeah, what part you want?
All sports.
There you go.
Thanks. I see the Cowboys lost yesterday.
Yeah, I watched the game. Field goal in the last 3 seconds. You know, I never had much chance to talk with Bill. But he seems like a nice guy.
Well, the Cowboys don't think so. He fumbled 3 times in the second half.
A little sleepy?
Oh, just tired.
I could use more sleep myself. Upstairs toilet kept running all night.
Oh, that's easy to fix. You just jingle the handle a couple of times and give it a kick.
Yeah, I tried that. I'm having my toe x-rayed this afternoon.
Did you have some breakfast?
Yeah.
What you have?
Piece of toast and a 45-minute egg. Oh. I had a little problem with the window. The turkey flew through it. It's the truth, believe me.
Listen, I should have warned you. First you kill it, then you pluck it. Look, I'm tired. I'm going to go take a nap.
Yeah, well, I got to get to work. I got a pile of paper waiting for me at the station house. Oh, no.
Yes.
About Bill.
What about Bill?
If you tell him to tuck the ball under his arm like this, he won't make so many fumbles.
Okay, I'll tell him that. Thanks, Chief.
You're welcome.